Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
Welcome back to the 101 podcast.
That was the weirdest way that you've said that, but okay.
It was like in the valley. I keep saying the valley of uncanny. The uncanny valley of like human speech. It's like the Polar Express of speaking.
I kind of like that movie.
No, I love that movie.
Like, the thing is, okay, before we open debate, because this is off topic, that one Dilatory. Scene where they go into the car and it's full of toys and there's like the hanging marionettes, that's a horror movie scene. So they should cut that, but then the rest of the movie's good.
The hot chocolate train scene, unparalleled.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe, like, that's amazing. That's a great scene. Really love that. We're going to reenact it this winter for our Patreon supporters. Yes. Oh.
DM us thumbs up or a thumbs down about how you feel about the Polar Express so we know who's listening to the podcast.
Oh, God, we love that. Yeah, do that. No one's going to do it.
Hey, no one does it. The kid, I don't want to call you a kid, but like to the person who actually did a Steven Seagal directive title, you're like probably the realest homie so far. Mm-hmm. So we know you're probably still listening to this podcast because like if you're that dedicated to what we offhandedly said, and don't get us wrong, we appreciate what you did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like he'll give us some input on his Polar Express. Yeah.
Season is starting up. So if I don't see more Steven Seagal references, I will quit the podcast. Stay tuned.
We'll come back the next week and it's like, we've removed Kyla's face from the podcast like thing.
The logo.
The cover art. And it's only Caroline and I.
Well, consider this a ransom note.
All right. Do we have a motion to open debate?
Motion to open debate.
That's an order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate is now open.
Great.
We're trying to get a quick one in today because let's just say our schedules are filling up fast, we didn't realize Thursdays would be so hard to record on.
Yeah, we did not plan ahead for anything. No. Caroline has started grad school, so she has night classes tonight. I don't get back from work till 6:30, and Casey has class at different periods of the week. I don't actually know when she has class, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I just kind of disappear from the house.
I'm not home all day, so you could have class at any point during that time, and I would have no idea.
I'd share my schedule, but I don't need to be kidnapped on my walk to and from school.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically, the like latest I could leave our place is like 7:10. To get there on time.
It is 6:39 right now.
And it's 6:39.
We're speeding towards the finish.
Yeah.
Kyla got back like 10 minutes ago. We sat her down and now we're recording. We have this all set up for when she came in.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
We are talking about socials, meaning delegate socials or the fun extracurricular events that happen at conferences.
Delegate dances?
AKA the bane of my existence.
We all like, our opinions range so drastically on delegate socials. Yeah. It's kind of funny. So like, I feel like we should just go around and say, like, our perspective on delegate socials. Just, like, not touching too in-depth on, like, ones, but just, like, what's your view on delegate socials?
Sure. I really don't like them almost 100% of the time. I think that they're really cringy. They're usually set up in a very weird way that is, I don't know. This sounds really mean, but a lot of what I like most about conference is hanging out with my team.
Yep.
So I really value those times where we can do stuff as a team and really bond, because as much as I've met some really fantastic people on the circuit, most conferences I don't really make that many connections with people just because I don't care. I don't know. So if you are a friend from conference, know that I do actually really like you, because otherwise I would not have talked to you.
If Kyla speaks to you, like, outside of the conference room, you're special in her eyes.
To be honest, very correct.
Yeah.
So, basically, you can see why having to go and hang out with a bunch of random delegates isn't really my cup of tea, especially when, you know, they're just always a little bit weird if there's, I don't know.
Everyone who does MUN has to be weird. That's, like, the baseline.
And I'm not even talking about the people, because, like, I've met some weird people in MUN. I'm a weird person that did MUN, and they're also super cool. It's just, something about it is just palpably awkward.
Yeah.
Where it's like is this a party or is this a business event or who?
There's always like, the one person in like super casual attire, and then the one person is like way too dressed up.
And then there's that one school that comes in blackout drunk, and then everyone else is sober, so everyone's confused, and it's just really weird.
Like, what's going on here?
I don't know who I'm supposed to be here, so that's why I'm not a fan.
I'd say I'm middle of the road on socials. There's some of them that I really like going to and that I'm, like, excited for. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I'm sitting there all day. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the social tonight. But then there's other ones that I dread the thought of even thinking about going to. Because like Kylo said, like, I like hanging out with our team. I like sitting around in a hotel room and just like chatting about literally anything until like 2 a.m. and eating pizza. That's like my idea of a good social, because then I get to know the people on my team and I get to like spend time with my friends, and it's not awkward because I know everybody in there and there are no expectations of me dancing, and I don't have to get dressed up and I don't have to put on makeup, and I get to sit in my quarter zip and my comfy pajama bottoms.
Well, we know that whenever Caroline dances, she hurts her knee. So it's hey good now. To avoid it. Hey now, this is what dreams
This is made not what dreams are made of. I dream of the day that my knee doesn't hurt.
We know.
All right, you have to buy our merch so Caroline can afford a knee replacement.
Please buy the merch. Okay, Casey really likes these things.
Okay, I feel like...
We're going in levels.
Everything
here.
Is so, like, I feel like we should do a quiz. We should make one of those quizzes. It's like, which member of Mana One are you?
Yes,
like, Mana
I'll make it tonight.
Like, because I feel like we all have very distinct, like, personalities.
Oh, absolutely.
In Model UN. Like, yes. We're all very different people when it comes to that. So, of course, I've said before, I really enjoy making friends at conference.
That's why.
I just, okay, not making, like, lifelong friends, but I like making connections. I like meeting people, getting along with them, and going to different conferences and seeing them again. Like, I just enjoy it. And I think that delegate socials are really fun for, like, you know, I don't go up to random people at delegate socials, but there are teams on the circuit that you eventually make friends with. True. There are people mm-hmm. in your committee that you work with and you actually really enjoy hanging out with. And I feel like delegate socials are a really great way to, you know, just get to know more about them or hang out outside of the committee room and actually, like, talk to them like a normal person instead of, like, a crazed Model UN delegate.
Mm, correct.
I also really like it because it's a fun time to go with your own delegation and hang out. And I have, like, opinions on, like, how you should approach a delegate social because I always think you should go in with, like, pretty low expectations. Yep. It's always, like,
very
what
true.
It's always what you make out of it. So, like... Okay.
We've tried to
make it good.
Okay,
sometimes.
I'm not saying
I see your point.
I'm saying, like, if you go in saying, like, you know what, I'll see how this goes, like, I'll talk to some people, hang out with my delegation, you know, if I'm having a good time, I'll say, if I'm not, I'll leave. I think that's a really good way to go into a delegate social. But I definitely do like them, but of course some are better than others.
Yeah, and
we can definitely,
I just, before we move on, I want to clarify, by saying that I don't make friends in the circuit doesn't mean that I'm mean. I do have, like,
she's
good
not.
Connection with
she's
people.
Not.
I'm just saying, like, I enjoy good bant, meaning banter, yeah. in committee. There are a yeah. lot of people that I've seen, like, repeatedly on the circuit that are great. There are mm-hmm. teams out there that we're really great friends with, and I'm a huge fan of everybody on those teams, and I'm lucky to have those connections. I just don't want it to be misconstrued that I'm from Meanie Hut Jr.
She's not Meanie Hut Jr., she's just very selective.
I'm also just tired a lot, so yeah, like, I don't want to go out at 11 when I've gotten up at 8 and had to scream at people.
No, definitely. There have definitely been socials I've skipped just because I've been, like, wiped out from committee.
Like,
but
I just need to go and sit and order some McDonald's and just leave it.
It's just, like, in my opinion, I like delegate socials for either, you know, just go and, like, hang out with your team and then, like, leave if you're not having a good time. Or, like, really the only time you can talk to people in Model UN that you've met and you've, you know, had a good connection with is at delegate socials, unless, like, you're in the same hotel or something, which is, like, it's hard to hang out, really.
I also want to say that all of our opinions on socials really line up with our astrological signs, so that's good.
Do Libras like delegate socials?
They're incredibly sociable. Like, their whole thing is, like, please pay attention to me, let's hang out, like, let's all the time. I need to hang out with people. And Tauruses hate being around people. I like the people that I like, and then I don't talk to anybody else. And Pisces is, it depends.
Like, middle of the road. It's
it
really,
depends. Really middle of
up
the road.
Up to my emotions that day, man.
That's true, and boy, are those emotions changing.
You don't need to get into that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and discuss some things, like, specifics that we like about socials and that we don't like about socials.
Should we do, like, what makes a good social and then, what makes a bad social?
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start.
Good social.
Give good social.
Good social energy.
Yeah. And then we'll do bad social after.
Good social. Classic bops from, like, 2000s, like, 80s, 90s, like, 2010s.
Agree.
Ones that everybody knows, you can sing along to, they're easy to dance to, and you don't look at your friends going, what is this song?
Top 100 hits.
Top 100 hits. Yes. Don't play some obscure stuff. I don't want to hear, like, obscure rap, obscure hip-hop, obscure indie, obscure alternative. I don't want to hear obscure anything. I want to know it. I want to sing it.
Yeah.
I want to lose my voice and not be able to speak in committee the next day.
There's a time and place for, like, I could say all of us sitting here are, like, indie alt fans.
Yes, very
right?
much so. Very much.
There is a time and place for that music, and it's not when you're, like, trying to dance with your friends.
Yeah, that's
not...
Turn up Bon Iver.
No. Come on, Skinny Love.
To
like, woo! Like, rock on.
As someone who's been to a lot of, like, indie alt concerts, it is kind of weird, because you're like, I don't know how to move my body to this sound. It's not quite it.
The one concert I've been to is with Caroline, and it was, like, an indie alt concert, and it was, I was like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? We're all just kind of swaying.
I was also so tired of that concert.
To move off of the music point, in my opinion, don't have a live band. The only times where I've seen it done has been horrendous because they're usually local bands, and not to say that some local bands aren't fantastic. Cheyenne Dan, shout out. Huge fan. Spotify. Club Soda Man forever.
Club Soda Man, man.
But we love Cheyenne Dan. But, okay, there was one in particular, and I'm not trying to call people out, so I'm not going to name the school, and they will know, unfortunately. But there was a weird screamo band, like a live band, at one of these things, and the lights were completely on. It was in a conference room. And it was just the weirdest atmosphere I've ever endured in my life. So, no live band.
Here's the thing, and if you're someone from that concert, or you know, like, what concert we're talking about, the conference itself was spectacularly run. Like, this is not a knock on that concert. They were all fantastic, very nice people. Maybe next time, not a screamo band.
Yeah, just for, you know, ambiance sake.
Ambiance. What is a screamo ambiance?
Another quick thing, and also weird thing that I've noticed, is the smaller the venue of the social, the better I feel like the social is. And this is not me saying
this
I
is
want
like
to
hypothesis.
Be...
The smaller the venue.
I'd like to see you prove this to me because I'm
see. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take that screamo place for example. Sure. It was a very large room, and given the number of people that were there, it felt like there weren't that many people in the room because
that's
it was so big.
Point.
Yeah, I think it wasn't massive, but definitely the people to size ratio was weird.
But if you get a smaller area and you have more people in it, it seems like it's busier, and I don't know, the atmosphere to me is just better.
Like a lounge.
I think that what you're saying is true if you're going to be booking an event space that does not have, like, a bar element or, like, any sort of anything else going on. Like, if it's literally just, like, a room that you're hosting a get-together in, if it is too big, it's, like, kind of weird, and it feels like one of those things where it's like, is this formal? Like, I feel kind of weird.
Like, especially if you're the first people there, and there are, like, seven other people in the room, I'm leaving.
From a conference organizational standpoint, I would say renting a room is much more difficult to, like, bring the atmosphere up in than go renting out a lounge or a club or a restaurant.
Even though it's probably more expensive.
No, that's very
worth
true.
The money, I think. Especially, like, if there's something interesting about it that you can, like, be like, hey, we're gonna go here to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bring it up. Karaoke. Our favorite social of all time. Since I like it, I'm gonna attribute it to Kayak. It's really great because I'm not shading you. Even when I've gone to Kayak 3 times, and the first year they had it, the second year they didn't have it, and we went anyway because we liked it
our team rented
out karaoke because it was so fun, and then the next year they did it again, and I'm telling you, it is such a fun time.
God, it's so good.
Just to go back to that conference with the screamo band, our team didn't, like, personally go to this event because I think we were all just, like, wiped out from the conference, but they had an event at, like, a beer company or, like, one where they
I heard that was really fun.
A drink ticket or it was very cool.
It was like a brewery,
like, artisanal brewery beer and people seemed to really enjoy it, so, like, I would say big thumbs up on that.
And that's another point that I think is really interesting to bring up, is you can do socials where you have people who are 21 and over who are having, like, light drinks, and then you can also do it where there are people in the same exact venue who aren't drinking, but, like,
having wristbands.
Having that option is really nice, and especially, and I would have gone to that social if I hadn't been dead tired, but...
I think it also started at 11. It was, like, one of those really late start ones on a Saturday where you go all day, so it was, like, eh.
But, like, the option that I could have gone and, like, had a drink on the conference, like, they would have paid for it, is really nice. It like, that nice. I think is really cool.
I think you keep older delegates engaged. Yeah, because you do. I think, like, really breaking down the demographics here, I think first-time delegates are super jazzed about socials. Because I know, like, I was. This is new. I want to do this. I want to meet people. And then, like, the old fogies who have, this is, like, their 30th conference are like, no.
I'm going to put a face mask on and tuck and in.
I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Which, I mean.
Mood.
Me, constantly. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that having that sort of diversified experience does improve.
Definitely. Yeah. There was a social we went to last year, and they had the similar kind of setup where there was a 21 and up, like, lounge area, mm-hmm. and then, like, a big club dance space for anyone who, you know. Mm-hmm. There's, like, that separation. They had water and stuff for people under 21. I think just being aware of the, like, hitting the needs of different demographics, really. Mm-hmm. Like, once you get a 21 and up delegate, like, you gotta attract them there in some way. And I think a bar for those of age is definitely a way to do it.
Hey, you know what I realized? The social that I realized combines all of the aspects that we've talked about. Karaoke.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Good size space. Bops that you can sing along to and are encouraged to sing along to. Also has a bar.
This should be a Mun thing. Like, karaoke should be associated with Mun.
Yes. Karaoke, absolutely. Yes. And also, I interacted with other teams there, and it was fun.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't a weird, awkward, like, oh, hi, I go to whatever university. It's nice to meet you. It was like, let's just all sing Britney Spears. Please. You know?
Yeah, something which that, like, unites you that doesn't feel like a professional business meeting.
Exactly.
I do remember, though, at that social, we were singing very loudly and very heartfelt, too. I think, was it Bon Jovi?
Probably.
And another team walked into the room we had nabbed because we got there pretty, like, right on time / early. Because
we knew what we wanted.
Yeah, so we nabbed a room. We were singing Bon Jovi. A team came in. We were all sweaty, kind of, like, swaying together, like, holding each other. And, like, very hard. Team
that
bonding.
That was a cardio workout.
Yeah, we were so jumping up and it was crazy.
It was so fun.
But a team came in and they just saw us, like, stood there for, like, 10 seconds and just backed out of the room.
Which happened several times. A lot of people were afraid of us. I'm sorry. If you were one of those, I'm sorry. I also want to bring up, before I forget, the concept of food.
Yes. I was literally just about to say that.
Yep. If you say that there will be food.
There better be food.
There better be food. And I mean food, not chips, not pretzels, not weird
hors d'oeuvres. I want hors d'oeuvres.
Well,
like,
okay,
a lot of hors d'oeuvres.
Sure. I'm saying, like, you need to have a full app bar, like, which is probably subsidized with chicken tenders. Pigs in a blanket. Mini quiches.
Dips.
A lot of dips. Don't run out of them.
Kyla's like, I swear to God, if you run out of dips.
No, I just, going back to the Screamo Band concert, this event also had no food after promising that there would be, like, a meal. They, like, said to our committee, come hungry, there's food.
Yeah.
It was pretzel sticks and tortilla chips.
There was definitely behind the scenes problems.
I'm not blaming them, but I'm just saying, like, how much did that kill it?
A lot.
Because literally everyone walked in like, yeah, food. And then as soon as it wasn't that, everybody left.
Yeah.
So just for your sake, have the food.
Also, shout out, we still love you guys and we're definitely coming back.
Still was to date my favorite conference that I've ever
been. Yeah.
Still, so as much as I'm shitting on this specific event, still my favorite conference ever.
Another thing that really goes along with that is socials are not like they will make or break your conference.
No.
They will either make your conference infinitely better or they will just keep your conference as it would be if you didn't have socials. Because, like, they're optional. I'm not mandated to go to them. If I hate a social, I don't hate the conference.
Mm-hmm. I'll also say that same conference, we keep bringing them up because they had some really interesting socials. Mm-hmm. They had one that was a ghost tour, which I think is such an interesting concept of, like, that whole idea of, like, let's go do something.
Yeah. I think, like, it was definitely a cool idea that I'd like to see improved upon next year.
Yeah, I didn't go. I heard mixed reviews about it. I heard that people had a lot of fun, but it was, like, somewhat poorly organized, not to come for anybody's throats.
No.
It was also their first time doing it.
Yeah.
But I like that sort of idea, like, unique stuff, the karaoke, a ghost tour, going to, like, an artisan local brewery. Like, that sort of stuff attracts people. It's not just, like, sitting there talking to people you don't really know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think they are on a really good track for socials, and I think once they can nail down, like, doing that ghost tour really well and, you know, obviously the food thing was, like, a little bit of a mix-up that wasn't their fault. They, like, talked to us. It was all fine.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they're definitely on a really great track for socials, and especially with the brewery. It sounds like they had a really good reviews. But I just want to hit on the food point another time.
Sure.
There was a social this year that had, like, a like, the best food layout I've ever seen.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Because we're complimenting them, I will give a shout-out to the conference. It was at Punk, and they had this in a restaurant, and it was, like, kind of an open space. It was more, like, a chatty thing, but everyone was being, like, really chatty, really... Yeah. It was, like, actually pretty chill for that kind of social. But I think what helped was they had, like, a buffet table stocked to the gills with apps.
Oh, it was so good.
It was amazing.
Also, may I add... adequate room size for the number of people. There was a bar down the hallway if you were 21, which I was, so that was great. There was good music, and there was good food.
The like food I said, really good.
Really the attributes of a good social.
Really all you can ask for. Another option is being at a place where people could order food if they wanted to. Back my freshman year, I remember there was a venue like this. I can't even remember what conference it was at. I think it was maybe Kayak. I don't remember. But it was a cool setup because it was like... a bar and event space that was, like, separate, but if you wanted food, you could also order it because it was a functioning restaurant outside of that. So, like, if you don't want to, like, invest in having catering, that's a really cool option because, like, if people want it, they can get it, and if not, that's
honestly,
fine.
Even if you took us to a place that had, like, and you got, like, a deal or something, or, honestly, even if you didn't, because... on conference, if it's, like, a place that's well-priced, people don't care about, like, getting food to enjoy it.
No.
So, like, if you took us... to a place where you're like, hey, they're doing half off, like, half apps or something.
Yeah.
Like an app. I'm not saying take us to an Applebee's.
Take me to an Applebee's.
Ideal conference location is an Applebee's.
Apple Babbles. Take me. Honestly, that's kind of fun, though. Like, if someone took me to an Applebee's, like, you can get the dollar LITs and half apps. That's it, man.
Imagine, okay, we're doing a special, if your conference does a social at Applebee's. Send us the information and we will do a post on your conference for free, but there has to be confirmation that you are doing a social at an Applebee's.
That it is at Applebee's,
and
yes.
The main focus of the promotion will be, go to this conference, they're doing a social at Applebee's.
Which, yes, frankly, that's your biggest selling point. I don't care what your committees are, your biggest selling point will be Applebee's, so.
They have this committee and Applebee's.
In between everything, it's and Applebee's.
But don't forget... Saturday night at Applebee's, starting at 9 p.m.
Oh, Applebee's. Honestly, pretty good.
I've never been to an Applebee's.
Been once.
Have you never had half apps before?
No, I've always been, like, a Chili's girl.
Oh, don't get me started on, like, their, what is that, like, their...
Volcano cakes?
No. Like, the sampler. Oh. With, like, you can get, like, the big mouth by its...
Yes, the triple dipper?
Yes.
Okay.
The triple dipper is it.
We're gonna do another Patreon episode just about Chili's and Applebee's.
Oh my gosh. No, rating American chain restaurants.
Fast casual restaurants.
The first one was already rating fast food. So
well,
I feel
it's
like
not
we
fast
have to,
food.
I feel like we have to do something different. We can't just rate
them. We could
things.
Do like family oh, chain gonna, restaurants.
It doesn't matter. No one subscribes anyway.
No, it doesn't matter. We're going to rate them. Mostly because I just want to hash this out.
Okay.
It's important.
We can do that this weekend, man.
Perfect.
Look, this is going to be a shorter episode because it's now 7 p.m.
I got a boogie.
I don't know how much I've cropped out of this episode. Probably not much. We haven't been that messy.
No, it's pretty good.
But so that's it. That's the end.
Thanks for listening. Buy our merch. Otherwise, I'll leave the podcast.
And I'll never get a knee replacement.
So if you want that
Casey
on
Casey
will
never experience Applebee's.
If you want that on your conscience, that's up to you. Regardless, have a good Labor Day.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be Labor Day when they're listening.
Yeah, so have a good Labor Day. Hope you're having a good time and relaxing and not working.
If you're drinking, drink responsibly. If you're not.
And drink of age.
Just
drink
be
of
responsible.
Age.
Drink of age.
21 and up only.
Legality. There are claws.
Yeah. There
are laws over claws. Keep that in mind.
Yes, there are laws when you are drinking
big
claws.
Thing to keep in mind is there are laws when you're drinking claws. Especially on Labor Day.
So we're going to make a new shirt that says there are laws when you drink claws.
Okay.
Mono one. It's like at the bottom.
Alrighty then. Motion to close debate?
Motion to close debate.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate's closed.
Cool. Of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.